some of the council was aware of this as early as August. And I want to point out the fact that at that point in time, this was a concept in which the city manager asked whether the council wanted him to pursue negotiation of a contract. And being a real estate contract, it was very important that we not go around town blabbing about this. You could imagine if somebody on the Briarcrest golf course, who owned a house on the Briarcrest golf course, and had that house for sale, and they found out that Wallace Phillips might build a residential development, the value of that house would probably go down dramatically. On the other hand, if somebody heard that the municipal golf course was going to become a very desirable super park, then they might try to go in and buy up property near the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. That would be wrong. That would be wrong for anybody to use the information of what was being considered to benefit themselves personally. And that is the reasoning behind the fact that this information was not discussed publicly until we were at a point that we had concluded, or almost concluded, our negotiations for the property. So it's not that we want to hide anything. It's not that there is any collusion, and it really is an insult when citizens accuse us of collusion or taking money under the table or even asking questions about, well, how much is Wallace Phillips going to benefit from this? That's irrelevant. The question is, how much is the city going to benefit from this? And if it benefits Wallace Phillips to any degree, so be it. If it penalizes Wallace Phillips to any degree, so be it. Our responsibility is the city. And I'm proud of the fact that the council was able to keep this confidential